Today's daf is Menachas Daf Mem Gimel, and we are about 25 lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refua Shalema for Baruch Yitzchak Ben Shifra Miral. So we're moving along in Perakat Cheles, discussing halachos related to tzitzis. Specifically, one of the ideas that we've already seen is that tzitzis need to be made lishma. The first part of today's daf is going to discuss some details and nuances related to the din lishma of tzitzis, specifically what part of the tzitzis making process actually have to be made lishma. Zok to Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of his great Rebbe Rav, Asan min ha-koitzin u min ha-nimin u min ha-grodim psula. If somebody made tzitzis and he created the strings of the tzitzis from the koitzin, the nimen, or the grodin. So what exactly these things are on a technical level, you'd have to ask your local weaver. But Rashi says that the tzad hashava between these three things are that somebody was weaving a baguette, there was some leftover strings, and he decided to just keep them there, let them be some of the fringes that he needs for his tzitzis. The halach is psula. And the reason is because being that those strings were put there lichatchila as part of the yarn, as part of the threads that he was using to weave this baguette, they weren't put there l'shem tzitzis. Kumtois ta'asiyah was not l'shma. Tzitzis need to be made l'shma, hence they're going to be pasul. Min hasisin k'shera. If, however, a person would take thread that was part of the original yarn, but never part of the baguette, and he would attach it to the baguette now and use it as one of the fringes, that itself would be kosher. Truth is, this is also a chiddush, because you could have thought that if tzitzis need to be made lishma, maybe the threads themselves need to be spun lishma. And being that this is part of the yarn that was being used to weave the baguette, not for the tzitzis, so maybe that's also a chsarin lishma. Kamash malon, Rav Yehuda, in the name of Rav, that's going to be kosher. In other words, Rav Yehuda Marav made a very technical statement, asa min ha-koitzim, min ha-nimim, min ha-grodim, psula, min ha-sis, and ksheira, a statement that, frankly, I'm not sure we can fully understand and appreciate without having been there. But at the same time, the side and the lumbus of what Rav Yehuda Marav is saying is very, very clear. And that is that tzitzis need to be made lishma, but the thread that's being used for the tzitzis don't need to be spun lishma. So if the threads were put on the beged, l'shem the beged, not l'shem tzitzis, psula. If, however, they were put l'shem tzitzis, even if they were spun l'shem beged, that's not a problem, that's going to be kosher. So who said this? Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav. When there's Rav, you know Shmuel is lurking somewhere. Says the Gemara, Kamrita Kameh de Shmuel. When this memra was said over to Shmuel, Amar, Shmuel said, Af min asisim psula. I want you to know that even if you would make tzitzis from the season, it's going to be puzzle. And why be'in and tefillah lishma? Because you need that not only should the tzitzis be made lishma, you need that they should be spun lishma as well. In other words, Shmuel is fundamentally arguing with this chiddush la'alach of Rav. So whereas Rav holds only the asiyah has to be lishma, but the tefillah doesn't have to be lishma, according to Shmuel, the asiyah has to be lishma, the tefillah also has to be lishma. Says the Gemara Ketanoi, this machloikis amayron, Rav and Shmuel, as it relates to tzitzis, is really totally in a machloikis tana. Now this sushta that the Gemara is about to make is a little bit of a chiddush, because we're gonna now be medama a halach and hilchis tefillin to the sugya that we're discussing right now, which is a halach and hilchis tzitzis. We'll see. There's a tzad hashava, hence the tzushal. Says the Gemara, tzipan zahav. In the event that somebody had tzitzis tefillin and he coated the tefillin in gold, oy shatol alein or behemet tmeya, or he made the batim from the or of a behema, not tahira, but a behema tmeya. Psula is talach, is that going to be possible? Or behema tahira. If, however, he made the batim from or behema tahira, ksheirois, the tefillin are kosher, obviously. Va'afal pishloi ibdom lishma. Here's the chiddush. Even if the or that's used for the batim, when they were tanned, when it went through that archaic tanning process, even if they weren't done lishma, they're still going to be kosher. Shimon Gamliel loymer. Shimon Gamliel says, af or behema tahira psula is actually avdon lishma. Even if you use the or of behema tahira, they're still going to be pasul unless the ibud, unless the tanning was done lishma. In other words, we have a machloikis between Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and the Chachamim whether the tanning of the ur that ultimately will be used for the bottom of tefillin have to be done l'shem mitzvahs tefillin or don't have to be done l'shem mitzvahs tefillin. Now, the Gemara holds that the tanning of the ur of the bottom for tefillin are comparable to the tefiyah of the chutin for the tzitzis. They're both some hechsher, some early stage in the process of making the respective chetze shel mitzvahs. And if you have a machlokes tanaim, whether the ibud of the arf at the bottom have to be made l'shma, l'chura, it would also chapa nafkamin and hilchas tzitzis, whether the tfiyah, the spinning of the chutin, have to be l'shma. Hence, argues the Gemara, the machlokes Rav and Shmuel, whether the tfiyah of tzitzis has to be l'shma is really a machlokes tana, machlokes Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and the Chachamim, whether or not the ibud of the or that's being used for batim have to be made l'shma. Zok the Gemara. Amalei Abaye the Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yehuda. Abaye told Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yehuda, hot chelta heichi tzavisi lohu. Tell me, how exactly do you make tchelas? This is the $1 million question. But he asked him, how exactly do you make tchelas? Now, this is living in a world with the Amiram knew exactly what the chilazin was. They knew exactly what the color of tchelas was. The question he was asking was more technical, from a very, very nuanced perspective. What's the recipe? Exactly how do you make it? Amaleisa, he told him, I seen in dam chilazin, we take the blood of the chilazin, v'samanim, and we add some ingredients, v'ramina luhu b'yayra, we put it into a pot. Umar sechinale, and then we heat up the pot, we make it very, very boiling, v'shaklina purta, bibeyasa, and we take a little bit of it, we put it into an eggshell. Vitamina lohu ba'udra, and then we take a little bit of wool, and we put the wool into the beya, this eggshell, that has in it this potion. The shadinon le lahu beyasa, and when we're finished doing this, we take the eggshell and we throw it out. Vikolinon le luudra, and what we do is we burn this little swab. So Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda told Abaye that when we go ahead and we make tcheles, what we do is we take the dam of chilazin, we mix it together with some other ingredients, we put it into a pot, and we boil it up. That's how we get the color. Now, he added and he told him that before we actually put it on tzitzis and before we use it in the mass production, we first test it to make sure that the tchelos is good. So how exactly do we test it? So we do a ti'ima, right? What's a ti'ima? A tayamea. You taste it. So you do this little bit of a testing. We take a little bit of udra, a little bit of wool. We put it into this tcheles that we just created. Now, we don't put it into the yoyra. What we do is we take from the yoyra, we put it into something that you can use as a sample. So again, in a primitive world, what would we use as a sample? Oh, perfect. We'll take an eggshell, right? They didn't have cups and things as handy as we have them today. So take an eggshell and put it in there. We'll taste it, meaning we'll test it. And assuming that we figure out that it's okay, then we're going to go ahead and use it. But then Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda told Abaye, I want you to know that when we're doing this, we're very, very careful. We're very meticulous. There's two things we do afterwards. Number one, shadina le lahu beya. So we get rid of the beya. We throw it in the garbage. Vikolina le udra. And we literally make a sreifa. We go ahead and we burn this udra. Says the Gemara, from the latter part of what Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda told Abaye Shmamina class, we can deduct three things. Number one, Shmamina ti'ima psula. You see from here that the swab itself that was used for the ti'ima to test it, that in and of itself is possible. How do you know that? Because kalina le udra, we burn it. Why burn it? Use it. I mean, to the extent that you figured out that this is the real tcheles, so might as well let it go to use. No, we burn it. Must be the timus pasul. V'shmamina d'b'in and tzviya l'shma. You see from here that the tzviya, the coloring, making the chutin tcheles, that in of itself requires l'shma, which you see from where? Again, from the fact that you burn this udra, because if there was no halacha of l'shma, then the ti'ima itself should be okay. By the way, the Gemara is going to ask, these first two shmaminas, aren't they the same thing? Shmamina ti'ima psula is because be'inan tzvi l'shma, ostensibly. The shmamina, and finally, you see from here that ta'ima pasla, that the thing that was used for the testing, that in and of itself also has to be gotten rid of. Meaning, they would put the little bit of tcheles into the eggshell, and when they were done, they would get rid of the eggshell. What could they have done? They could have taken the tcheles, put it back into the yoira, and use it. But you see, they didn't do that. That once it was used as a test, at that point, it was never going to be used again. So the Gemara says three things from the end of our Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda told Abaye about the tcheles making process. Number one, you see, be'inan tzvi'a lishma, from the fact that they burned the udra. Number two, you see that the ima is psula, why? From the fact that they burned the udra. And then finally, what you see from here is that once you took a little bit of this test and you put it into the eggshell, at that point you have to get rid of it. You can't put it back in the vat. So the Gemara asks the obvious question that we spoke at already, hainit ima psula, hainit tzvi lishma. The first two things are redundant. Aren't they literally the same thing? The Gemara says yes. Ravashi said, matam kamar. It's taka not shma mina tlas. It's more shma mina Trey Shehen class. Meaning, Matam Te'ima Psula. What's the reason that the Te'ima is possible? What's the reason you had to burn the Udra? It shouldn't have been in Tzvi Lishma. It's because of the fact that you need that the Tzvi'a should be Lishma. Now, what was the third thing? The third thing that we mentioned is that once this little bit of sample size was put into the eggshell, at that point they couldn't return it into the area. They had to get rid of it. Says the Gemara Kitanoi. That in and of itself is a machloikis tanon. Meaning, this shayla of taima psula is really a machloikis tanon. How do you know that? Says the Gemara, taima psula mishum shenemar tchlil tcheles divi Reb Chanina ben Gamliel. Reb Chanina ben Gamliel said this halacha mefurish. He said that once you used a little bit of tcheles as a sample, meaning you used it to test out, at that point you can't use it anymore to make from it the regular tcheles. And the reason is because it says klil tcheles. So what does this mean, klil tcheles? So Rashi says klil tcheles means that when you use the dam of the chilazon to make tcheles, it has to be like a kli rishon. It can't be diluted in any way, shape, or form. So once you use this already for the sample, so now if you're going to use it again, it was already somewhat diluted from the first time that it was used, and as a result, it's not going to be okay. So klil tcheles means klil with the ganza ganskeit. So it has to be a 100% full, robust amount of tcheles. Once it was used once, and now I'm using it round two, at that point, it's considered to have been diluted. It's a chsarn and klil tcheles. Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel is the one that said this. Rabbi Yochanan ben Davoy yomer afilu mara sheni shabakasha. Now, even if you want to use it on a second round, that's going to be okay. The proverbial klisheni, mishum shenemar, because it says ushni toilas, and we learn from here, ushni, even though shni means red, but we learn from here that it means visheni toilas, that even if you're going to dye it, since faith in all that in and of itself is going to be okay. So says the Gemara, as it relates to that third of the Shema Minotlas, that's really a machloikis tanon. Now, one of the takeaways from this last Gemara is that you see from here, as it relates to making tzitzis lishma, you need that the dyeing of the tcheles should have been made lishma as well. So this is really a third sub-idea of lishma that's mentioned in the very, very first part of today's daf. Number one, putting the tzitzis on the corner of the bag, it has to be done lishma. That's why right in the beginning of the daf, asam min ha-koytzin u-min ha-nimin u-min ha-grodin psula. A machlokes Rav and Shmuel, whether the tefiyah has to be lishma, which the Gemara said is really totally in the machlokes Rav Shmuel Gamliel and the Chachamim, whether the ibud of the batim and tefillin, even though this is tefillin, has to be lishma. And then finally, this idea that the making of the tcheles would have to be lishma. Where do you see that? From the fact that te'im is possible. What's the reason? Matam kama, the Gemara said, mishum de be'in and tzviya lishma, because you need the tzviya should be lishma. Either way, on that note, we segue into the next part of the daf, a braisa. Tanu Rabbanon, tcheles in la bedika. Tcheles has no bedika. At first glance, Rashi says, kosolka daitach, what it means is there's no way to be boidik tcheles, whether it's the real tcheles or not the real tcheles. It's for that reason, you can't just buy tcheles from anybody, because if you buy it from the wrong person, you might be buying a fake. Being that there's no way to be boidik, at least that's what the Gemara understands this to mean right now. Therefore, when you buy, you have to buy it from an erlich person, you have to buy it from a mumcha, someone that understands these halachas. Tefillin yesh lehem bedika. Tefillah does have bedika. Now, tefillin doesn't involve tcheles. So what do you mean when we say tefillin yesh lehem bedika? So Rashi says there's a way to look at the parashias to see if it's written properly, if there's chaseiros, if there's yeseiros, stating that the eini kochen element of mumcha. But when you buy, you have to buy it from a mumcha. Why? If you could be boidik it to see if it's good or not. So why do you have to buy it after from a mumcha? So Rashi says, because there's a halacha that the ibud has to be lishma. right? We just had that a moment ago. And you don't know if the ibud was done l'shma or not. So it's for that reason you have to buy from a mumcha. Not for the chseiris and yeseiris, because that's yesh lahem bedika. But how do you know if the ibud was l'shma? You can't look at something and see if it's l'shma. Maybe a big tzaddik. We can't. So as a result, you're going to look at it. You have no way of knowing. Thus, you have to buy it from a mumcha. Finally, svarim u'mezuzois yesh lahem bedika. Svarim u'mezuzois. You could be baidik, v'nikachim yikol adam, and you could buy from everybody. And Rashi says the reason is the lekuben ibud l'shma, because there's no halach of ibud l'shma. Tosfos says really there's no halach of ibud l'shma when it comes to say the Torah even and mezuzah, but there is a din of ibud l'shma when it comes to tefillin. So this is already a big discussion in the Mishnah. But the bottom line is this is the way Rashi learns the Gemara. So again, tcheles. There's no way to be baidik, hence you have to buy it from a mumcha. Tefillin, you could be baidik, the chseris v'yaseris, but you can't be baidik whether the ibud was l'shma, hence you have to buy it from a mumcha. Svarim and mezuzahs, you can be baidik. Anything you need to know about the svarim and the mezuzahs, you take one look at it and you're going to know. And as a result, nikachim yikol adam, you could buy it from everybody that you want to buy it from. Now, which part of this do we need? Obviously, we're learning Perakat Chelos now. Right, Sefer Torah and Mezuzah and Tefillin was very much the previous parak. So as a result, we need to focus on the first line of this brisa. Tcheles ein lo bedika. As a result, ve'in nikachas ela min hamumcha. Now again, Rashi says kosol kadaitech. What does it mean, Tefillin? Tcheles ein lo bedika. There's no way to be baidik to know if this is real tcheles or this is not real tcheles. So let's just set this up for a second. So we know tcheles has to come from the chilazon. Once upon a time, there was a very, very commonly used fake. And that came from a plant that was known as the kalah ha'ilan. So there was the animal-based and there was the plant-based. The animal-based was the chilazin, the plant-based was the kalah ha'ilan. Kalah ha'ilan was much cheaper than the chilazin, and as a result, it opened up the opportunity for people to commit a lot of fraud, because you would buy the kalah ha'ilan, or you would harvest the kalah ha'ilan, and you would sell it at 100x. Based on the fact that it's really chilazin, right? So this was unfortunately an issue, and that's why there's many chazals, surprisingly so, where chazal talk about the fact that you have to make sure that you're using the real thing and you're not using the kalo ilan. It sounds like from the braisa that tcheles en labadika, that if you show somebody the real tcheles versus the fake tcheles, there'd be no way to be baidikin. And as a result, when you purchase it, you must purchase it from a mumcha. But the Gemara says, is that in fact the case? With tcheles en labadika by Rabbi Yitzchak prayed to Rabbi Yehuda badikla simen begashem. Rabbi Yitzchak prayed to Rabbi Yehuda, he came up with a patent of how you can be baidikin, how you can know the difference between the real thing and the fake. So what would he do? Maisi, don't try this at home. He would bring a magbi gila. So he would bring, Rashi says, alum balaz. So we'll just go with that. Alum. Umaya de shavlilisa. Rashi helps us here too as well. Mayim hayoitzin min hatilson shakoinen fenugreek, right? Also known as fenugreek of Rosh Hashanah Simonim fame. But either way, he would take alum and he would take the water that comes out of fenugreek. Umeme raglayim ben arbam yoim. And then he would take urine that's 40 days old. So what does this mean? Rashi has two pshatim. Rashi says either it's the urine from a tinoik that's 40 days old, or it's urine that's just been out of the guf of a person for 40 days. Regardless, v'tarle begavayu, he would take this treles, these tzitzis that he's trying to figure out if it's the real thing or it's not the real thing, he would soak it there from the night ad l'tzafra until the morning. Ifrit chazuse, in the event that the color faded a little bit and went away, psula, means it's possible. Ifrit chazuse, if however it remained intact, sheir, it's going to be kosher. So again, because the real thing doesn't fade so easily. So as much as they look very similar, but if you do this, you are going to be able to tell the difference. The Gemara says, Rav Adika made the Rava, Mishmed Rav Ira. Rav Ada was once in front of Rav, and he said in the name of Rav Avira that there's another way to go ahead and test this. Maisi chamira arachsa desairi. So you take the yeast of hard barley, va'afile begave. Interesting. And then you take the treles, you put your tzitzis inside this yeast and your sourdough, and you go ahead, you make a challah. So you've heard of schlissel challah? This is a treles challah, right? So you go ahead and you bake it. Ishtanoi lemal yusa. In the event that it comes out better, looking nicer and shinier, shader, it's kosher, the great Yusuf. If it comes out worse, psula, it's going to be possible. And a good way to remember this idea, when it's kosher, when it's possible, is shinui sheker, shinui emes. So we need a little bit of help from Rashi here. Rashi says, shinui sheker, in the event that somebody changes something, and he changes it for the worse of the other person, he's probably lying. If somebody changes something, and he changes it for the benefit of the other person, he's probably telling the truth. The bottom line is, if this changes for the worse, first, it means it's the fake, it's sheker. If it changes for the better, that means it's emes, that means it's the real thing. What's the bottom line? Tcheles in la bedika? What do you mean? Rabbi Yitzchak prayed to Rabbi Yehuda, had his way of being baidikit. Rabbi Adi Kameh, the Rabbim Shmeh, the Rabbi Avira, had his way of being baidikit. You see, clearly, you could be baidikit. How could the Gemara say, tcheles in la bedika, therefore, eini kachas, elaman amumcho? And again, kasol kadai, the Gemara thinks in the Havamino, what does it mean that Tchelis is saying, there's no way to be Baidik. We know that may be wrong. We had a Messiah, two very clear approaches, right? Of how exactly you could go about to do this. So the Gemara says, my Ein L'Bedika, not mean the Kamer. You have to say, when we say Ein L'Bedika, we don't mean there's no way to know the difference between Tchelis and between Kali Elon. There is a way. All you need is some alum, fenugreek, and 40-day-old urine. Or if you prefer the other approach, you could have the yeast of hard barley dough, and you make yourself some tchelus challah. But the bottom line is there is a mahalach. So what do we mean when we say Ein L'Bedika? What we mean is ati'ima. We don't know if the tzvi was done l'shma. That's the issue. The issue is not, is it tchelus or Kali Elon? That is a way to figure out. But if it was done l'shma, we said that ti'ima is possible. Why is it ti'ima possible? Because you need to make sure that the tzvi was on the shmat. There's no way to know that. Therefore, you have to buy from an erlich, a person, buy from a mumcha like this, you know, everything is going to be okay. So we just mentioned these two experiments that were apparently, once upon a time, popularly used to determine whether something was tcheles or something was kalo ilans. On that note, Zok the Gemara, Mar, Mimashchi, Mar, who came from the city of Mashchi, Rashi says, I see tchelto b'shnei rab achoy. So he bought tcheles in the times of Rabbi Achoy. Okay. But Kubed Rabbi Yitzchak prayed to Rabbi Yehuda. He did the bedika of Rabbi Yitzchak prayed to Rabbi Yehuda. This was the first option with the alum, the fenugreek, and the urim. The ifrit chazusei, and the color started to fade. What would that mean? That meant that this is Kalu Ilam, this is the fake. But Rav Adah, then he did Rav Adah's mahalach, which was the tcheles chala, v'shtanoi l'mal yusa. And it got better, which meant that it's the emes, shinui emes, right? That was the simon. So he got the conflicting outcomes. So Sabala Mifsla, in his mind, he said, I have to make a puzzle. It's a suffix. I don't know what's going on over here. I think this is a problem. I'm going to do Rabbi Achoy. So again, this happened in the days of Rabbi Achoy. So Rabbi Achoy obviously was around in the days of Rabbi Achoy. So Rabbi Achoy told him, he says, no, Elo. So I want to ask you a question. So according to you, what do you think the maskana is? You think it's not chelis, it's not kalu ilan? There's no choice C. It's either tchelos or kalu ilan. Ella, what do you have to say? Shmami, no, it's muchach. From your experiment, from this little science project that you did, it has to be that shmu asa ahadadi yitmar. That really these two approaches that were mentioned by the Amiram are not independent of each other, but they actually work hand in hand. They come together like stock and barrel. How so? Heichad the batch of the Rabbi Yitzchak prayed to Rabbi Yehuda, loy ifrit chazusei ksheira. In the event that you do first the bedika of Rabbi Yitzchak prayed to Rabbi Yehuda, and it stays intact and it's kosher, you don't have to do anything else. Ifrit chazusa, if however something happens, so that's when you go ahead and you use the second mahalach. But kinele brabada bechamira arachsa, so you go ahead and you use this barley ishtani lema yusak sher, it's going to be kosher. The great yusak psula, it's going to be pasul. Another Rabbi Achoy told him that from your outcome it's muchach. These are not two independent things, but rather they're two steps of the same process. And the way it works is as follows. If the first one comes out good, then you know it's tcheles. If the first one comes out not good, it still might be tcheles. You can go ahead and you can do the second one. As long as that one comes out good, then it's going to be okay. The Gemara says, Shalchum Itam, they actually sent from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel what we just said, Shmuas Adadi Itma, that even though it sounded a little bit like these were two independent ways of determining whether something is tcheles, something is kalilim, but really they work hand in hand based on the aforementioned mahalach. Zok the Gemara. Ramani Dayek Vizovin Kechumre Masnisa. So Ramani, he was very, very careful, and he would only buy tcheles from a mumcha. Kechumre Masnisa, like the chumra that was mentioned in the Braisa. Amalei Ahusaba. So Ahusaba came to Ramani. Who's Ahusaba? So we know Toitzvis and Chulim Vav Amar Aleph brings the Yeshoimrim that it's Elyo Anavi, but regardless, Ahusaba came in and told him, Hachi Ovid Kamoy de Kamach, that I want you to know that what you're doing is great, because this is what the Kadmoinim used to do, Ve'atzlach Eskayo. And by them doing this, they had tremendous Siyata Deshmai in everything that they did, and as a result, I like very much what it is you're doing, and you should know, you're going to see, you're going to be gebenched, you're going to have a lot of bracha from being makbin on this halacha of the Brais. Zok de Gemara, Tan Rabbanim. More on this note. So again, we just mentioned the halacha. tcheles ein la bedika, therefore ve ein nikachas elam an amumcha. So if somebody is buying tcheles, you have to buy it only from a mumcha. Stating that, this next price, these two prices almost talk to each other. Halekech, talis mitzuyetz, this menashok. If somebody buys a talis that has tzitzis already on it, like when we buy tzitzis, right? You walk into a store and you buy a talis mitzuyetzes. If somebody buys a talis mitzuyetzes from a yid, mi Yisrael, arei b'ches gasa, you could assume it's kosher. Min oivik kechavin, let's you buy it from a guy. Min a tagger, if you buy it from a merchant shayra, you could assume it's kosher. Min a hedyet, if you buy it from a hedyet psula, then you have to assume it's pasul. So if somebody buys a talis mitzuyetzes from a yid, you could assume it's kosher. You have nothing to worry about. Even if you buy it from a guy that's a tagger, you could assume it's kosher. And the reason is because a tagger has a business, he has a geschäft, and he's not going to sell something that's pasul. It's just not in his interest to do that because he's gonna end up losing his good reputation. And when a person has money on the line, he's very careful. If you're buying it from a guy that's a hedyet, so it's not like he has some business at stake over here. Him you can't trust, and as a result, in that instance, you have to be concerned that maybe it's going to be possible. Let's just hit the pause button for 1 second. The first price is at tchelos in lebedika, and as a result, now you're telling me you could buy from goyim, right? Just walk into the shuk and buy it from anybody. What's going on here? I thought you have to buy it from a mumcha. There's a special halacha, you have to buy it from a mumcha. Then this price is a little bit hard to understand. The teretz is, the Rishonim speak out, that when you buy the tcheles itself, when I buy the actual tcheles, I'm buying the dye, so, or I'm buying the chutin that have the tcheles on it, so then I have to make sure that I'm buying it from a mumcha, because, you know, I don't know if the tzviah was done l'shma or if the tzviah was not done l'shma. If, however, I'm buying the talis mitzuyetzes, I'm buying the finished product, then already there's an umdana that the person that's selling the talis mitzuyetzes bought the tcheles from a mumcha, and as a result, it's going to be okay. So when I buy the actual tcheles, there's no umdana, unless I know the person's the mumcha. When I buy the talis mitzuyetzes, I'm being sonich on an umdana that he bought it from a mumcha. If he's an erlich guy, I could assume that he followed halach in that price. And that's why it's going to be okay. And that umdana is so strong that even if I buy it from a guy, because of the fact that he's loymara umnuse, he's not going to mess around with his business, his license, or whatever it is. So it's for that reason, even that's going to be okay. The only time it's a problem is if I buy it from a guy that's a hedyet, then I have no idea what I'm buying, and there's no umdinus, and in that case, it's going to be possible. Now, the brisa continues, returning to the brisa. So, even though the halach is that you're not allowed to sell a talis mitzvah to a guy, until you're matter that tzitzis, afilu hachi, if you buy it from a guy that's a tiger, it's going to be okay. What's the point? The point is that when you buy it from a tiger that's a guy, you're assuming that it's kosher. How did the guy know to get kosher? You probably bought it from a yid. But if a yid's not allowed to sell it to a guy, so then lachura, that would seem to undermine the whole umdana. Afilu hachi, it's not an issue. It's still going to be okay. We assume that he bought it from a yid and it's going to be fine. It says more my time, but what's the reason? We just mentioned that you're not allowed to sell a talis mitzuyetzes to a guy. So that seems like a strange halacha. What would be the pshat in this? The Gemara says, Hacha targimu and bavel, they used to say, mishum zayna. You're worried about a zayna. Rashi has two pshat on what this means. The first pshat Rashi says is mamash apella. Rashi says, because we're concerned that there's going to be a zayna Yisraelis that's going to want to be mezana. But she would only be mezana with a yid, she wouldn't be mezana with a guy. If you're going to sell a talis mitzuyetzes to a guy, this zayna is going to think that the person she's being mezana with is really a yid because he's wearing tzitzis. And it's going to come out that you were machshel this zayna to be mezana with a guy, which is worse than being mezana with a yid because it says, loy teschatim bam, there's a special law in the Torah for this. Rashi has another pshat, and that is that we're afraid that if you sell this talis mitzietzes to a guy, the guy is going to give it to a zayna as an esnan zayna, right, as payment for znus. And then the zayna is going to claim that, oh, she got this as payment. People are for sure going to assume that it came from a yid. They might be able to identify who the yid was based on the tfiyah sign on the talis. So it's for that reason, Mishum Zayin, it's going to be a problem. But that's the first reason. That's what they used to say in Bavel. Rabbi Hudam, Rabbi Yehuda, a different reason. Shemi Yislava Ima Bederch V'Yargeno, because we're afraid you're giving a guy an opportunity to dress up like a yid. We know that Oivdei Kechavim, the pagans of yesteryear, were Chashir and Shvichas Damim. Obviously, this is not something that's true B'Zman Hazeh, but once upon a time, that was a big issue. See the second parak of Masechtas Avodah Zarah Ba'arichos, and therefore you're basically giving this guy an opportunity to come and to make believe he's a yid, and obviously bad things can come from that. Zok tigemar, Rav Yehuda, Rami tchilta leparzuma de inchi beisei. Rav Yehuda, this is great, used to put tcheles on the beged of his wife. Additionally, umivarech kol safra l'satav petzitzis. Every single morning, he would make the bracha of l'satav petzitzis. So Rav Yehuda, this is the Amori Rav Yehuda, had two chedushim in the halach of tzitzis. Number one, he would put tzitzis on his wife's beged. Number two, he would make a bracha l'satav petzitzis every single morning. So the Gemara says, at first glance, these two halachas are austere. Why? Midirami, from the fact that Rav Yehuda put tzitzis on his wife's beged. What do you see from here? Kosava mitzvah sase shalei as mangaramu. It must be that tzitzis is not a mitzvah sase shas mangaramu. Well, if that's the case, I'm my mevorich called safra vit safra. So why did he make a brach every single day? Memanu shak. If it's a mitzvah sase shas mangaramu, then it means sometimes it's a mitzvah, sometimes it's not a mitzvah. So whenever the mitzvah comes about, you have to go ahead and make a bracha. But if he put it on his wife's clothing, must be it's a mitzvah sase shalei as mangaramu. That means it's a mitzvah tmidi. You always have to wear tzitzis. If you always have to wear tzitzis, so then l'chayr, why is he making a brach every morning? Now, why would tzitzis be a mitzvah seishas mangarama? So we're going to see. This is a major machlekes tanam. It's going to take us on to Amud Beis. But poshup shad, it's because tzitzis yechayev only during the day. You're not chayev by night. Everybody knows this, right? That's talocha. So being that yechayev and tzitzis by yom, not by laila, so mitzvah seishas mangarama. Yehuda obviously didn't hold that way. Because if he held that way, why is he putting tchelas on his wife's beged? Now, is that a problem? Let's say Rabbi Yehuda holds it's a mitzvah seishas mangarama, so that means you're not allowed to put the tchelos on your wife's beged? What about women that listen to tkiyah shofar or take dalud minim or sit in a sukkah? It's a mitzvah seishas mangarama. The shitas harama, the minig ashkenazim, is they even make a bracha. I hear. But the bottom line is, tainis the gemara, it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda did it mi'ikra din, because he felt that she was mechayev to do so. So if that's the case, obviously he holds that there's a chiyuv tzitzis by yoim and by laila. It's a mitzvah seishaleas mangarama. If it's a mitzvah seishaleas mangarama, freit the gemara, so when are you making the bracha? Every morning? If the chiyuv is by day, not by night. So every time the day comes, it's a new chiyuv. So therefore you have to make a new bracha. But if there's a chiyuv by day and by night, then why are you always making brachas? So l'churim and manavshaf, these two halachas of Rabbi Yehuda don't seem to be talking to each other. And for the gemara, la'olam, Rabbi Yehuda held that tzitzis is a mitzvah say shaloi hazman garam. Because it's a chiyuv tzitzis by yoyim and by laila. And it's for that reason that what? It's for that reason that his wife's begadim in his mind needed to have tefillin. If that's the case, so why then did he put on, did he make a bracha every morning? The Gemara says, Rebbe, it was based on something Rebbe said in Hilchas Tefillin. The Tanya, Tefillin, Rebbe said, Tefillin calls manchem nichan mevarech. Alem, divrei Rebbe. Every single time you put on tefillin, you have to make a bracha. Meaning, if somebody wears tefillin the whole day, like back in the day, but you take it off to go to the bathroom, to go to the beis merchitz, whatever it is. So every time you put it back on, you always have to make a bracha. Review who the hell, that just like that's true for tefillin, it's also true for tzitzis. So every time you put your tzitzis back on, you have to make a bracha. So it's for that reason. Every morning he would go ahead and he would make a bracha. But the Gemara says, one second. So then why does it say only in the morning he used to make a bracha? Every time he put his tzitzis back on, he should have had to make a bracha. So the Gemara says, oh, very simple, because Rabbi Yehuda inish tzniyahava, he was a very tzniyah stigger person. He never took off his tzitzis the entire day. By the way, the Rishonim say this Gemara is a makar, even though you have to take your tefillin off when you go to the bathroom, you don't have to take your tzitzis off when you go to the bathroom. You see, Rabbi Yehuda wore it all day. He had to go to the Beis HaKisei. So you say Meris, that's okay. Either way, so when did he do it? In the morning he did it. Maishna mitzafra. If he never took off his beged, so what do you mean in the morning? No, ki meshani miksus laila l'ksus yoyim, because he would switch from his ksus laila to his ksus yoyim. So then he was putting on already a new beged, and that's when he went ahead, and that's when he made the bracha. So really, Rabbi Yehuda holds that tzitzis is a mitzvah shalei hazman garama, and that's why his wife's begadim in his mind needed to have tzitzis. If that's the case, so l'chayr one bracha richta. So why are you making a bracha every morning? I'll tell you why, because he holds like Rebbe. Rebbe holds every time you take your tefillin off and put them back on, you have to make a new bracha. Every time I take my beged off and I put it back on, I have to make a new bracha. And that was something he did only in the morning when he switched from his ksus laila to his ksus yom. By the way, Rashi speaks that being that Rabbi Yehuda holds that tzitzis is a mitzvah seish alei hazman garama, his ksus laila probably also had tzitzis on it. That's true. But the bottom line is, this is already a beggar that he didn't wear for the last 12 hours, whatever night is. So now, when he puts on that beggar, he went and he made a bracha. Bottom line is, Rav Yehuda the Amora seems to be opining in this sugya whether tzitzis is a mitzvah seish hazman garama or not a mitzvah seish hazman garama. On that note, zokt gemara a braisa. It's really a machlokes tanam. Tanu rabbanan hakol chayav mitzitzis. Everybody's chayav mitzitzis. Koyanim, Leviim, Yisraelim, Geirim, Noshim, Vavodim. Everybody. Reb Shimon poitav Noshim. Reb Shimon says, I agree, Koyanim. Levian, Yisraelim, and Gerim. I disagree with Noshim. Why? Because tzitzis is a mitzvah seishas mangeram, v'chom mitzvah seishas mangeram, and Noshim p'turas. Amamar, so let's dissect this braisa. Hakul chayovim mitzitzis, taking it from the top, kayanu levim yisraelim, pshitod, I kayanu levim yisraelim, p'tiri man l'chayim. Why do you even have to mention kayanu levim yisraelim? That's so obvious. So the Gemara says, it's true, levim and yisraelim are obvious, but kayanim is not obvious. So we had to mention kayanim, because there's a chiddush in that, as we'll see. And agav, we mentioned levim v'yisrael. Why is kayanim not obvious? Says the Gemara, kayanim etzrichli. So that I would have thought, if it says loisil bashatnes semru pishtem yachtov. And what's the very next pasuk? We know this by now because we've seen it so many times. Gidilim tasalach. So you could have argued mandalei shtari kilaim legabei belavisha. Someone who is subject to the law of shatnes, who the mechayi betzitzes is chayven tzitzes. Behani kayanim, as relates to the kayanim, hayov v'ishtri kalayim legabayu. Being that they're allowed to wear kalayim, where did kayanim wear kalayim? By the big day kuhuna. So loy lechayvu, maybe they're not subject to the mitzvah say of tzitzis. Kamash malon, that they are. And the reason is because it's true, nehi d'ishtri b'idin avoida. It's true there is a time while the kayanim are doing the avoida that they're potter from kalayim. But when they're not doing the avoida, then it's not mutter. So I agree, there's a good mahalach to say that someone that's not subject to shatnez maybe should not be subject to tzitzis, but kayhanim are subject to shatnez. I big day kuna, that's only b'shas avoida, but shaloi b'shas avoida, that already not. Now, what does it mean shaloi b'shas avoida? The kayhanim are bound by the laws of shatnez. So there's really two ways to learn it. One way you can learn it is that means that if they're not wearing big day kuna, so if you meet a kayin and he's wearing his regular street clothes, okay, so obviously he's not going to wear shatnez. No way, he's got to check his clothing for shatnez, just like we all have to check out clothing for shatnez. If he's wearing his big day kahuna, big day kahuna is already different. There's another way you can learn this. That even the big day kahuna alay is something that kayanim were not allowed to wear shalei b'shas avoida, right? The big day kahuna, which had shatnez in it, which is very much this week's parasha, parashas tetzava, right? Sheish and tcheles, mamish the psukim we're up to in chumash right now. Literally the very next psukim. But the bottom line is that the kayhanim used to wear shatnez. Were they allowed to wear the big day kuna shalei b'shas avoida, so ki yidua? That's a very, very big machloik is Rambam and Ravid. The Rambam holds that if a kayhan wore the big day kuna shalei b'shas avoida, he got malchus because of the shatnez shabai. But the bottom line is, it's true kayhanim have a more limited Shulchan Aruch as it relates to shatnez, but they are subject to shatnez. So leisulba shatnez semru pishtim yachtav applies to kohanim just like it applies to Yisraelim. It's for that reason, even though it seems that shatnez and tzitzis are totally zevzeh, they are going to be subject to the laws of tzitzis. By the way, this idea that you find kohanim are not subject to shatnez, right, this is consistent with a lot of areas in the Torah that you find didn't relate to the kohanim, which is a fascinating thing, because it's counterintuitive. The kohanim are v'loishei v'levi bilvad. They're usually expected to be on a higher level. But shatnez is a great example. Another good example is nevela. Right? It's actually coming up in Gemara's Masechtas Menachos. But you find that the Kohanim would eat from the Malika of the Chatas Ha'if, which a Yid would never be allowed to eat from, because that would be considered Nevela. But for the Kohen, it's not considered Nevela. Here's a better one. Shabbos. They used to do the Avoidus in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, even though it involved Shechita and involved a lot of things that ordinarily you're not allowed to do. We once mentioned from the Eilas Ephraim, who says at Dover Nifla, that we know that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we don't blow the Shofar. Shemi Yavirenu Dalan Amas B'Shus Rabbim. But in the Beis HaMikdash, it's the first Mishnah, the fourth parak in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, they used to blow the Shofar in the Beis HaMikdash Hafilu B'Shabbos. So the Eilas Ephraim said, what's the Pshad? He said, the Pshad is because really the Yidden need the Schus of Tkiyah Shofar in order for them to be able to be married with the Satan in order for them to be able to have a good year. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, they forego on the Schus of Shofar because in lieu of that, they have the Schus of Shabbos. Where do they have the Schus of Shabbos? Klal Yisrael is being mevatar on the Schus of Shofar for Shabbos. That in of itself is a Schus. He said, but in the Beis HaMikdash, there's no Schus of Shabbos. You know, because was for a Shabbos at Ogevein in the Beis HaMikdash. It was Yontav and the Vachin in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kayahanu were Ba'avei Dosam. There was no real Shabbos there. And as a result, they didn't have the Schus of Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash. But this is an idea. The Kayahanim, Shatnez, Nevela, Shabbos, a lot of the halachas that are the most chamadig halachas in our world somehow were a little bit lax as it relates to the Kayahanim. I would have had a Habamino. Oh, there's no Shatnez. Maybe there's no tzitzis. So it's for that reason, Kamash wants. Either way, why do we have to mention Akol Chayovim and Tzitzis Kayhanim Levim V'Yisraelim? Kayhanim Itzrichle. You would have thought Kayhanim, not Kamash Malon, that Kayhanim, yeah. Either way, Reb Shimon was Chaylik. What did Reb Shimon say? that Noshim HaPotter from Tzitzis. So the Tanakhama holds Noshim HaChayv in Tzitzis, Reb Shimon holds Noshim HaPotter from Tzitzis. Says the Gemara, Reb Shimon played to be Noshim HaTaimo. What's the reason that Reb Shimon, the time going to the Brice, Urisam Oisoi? It says, Urisam Oisoi, you have to see the Tzitzis, Prat L'Ksos Laila. So we learn from here that Ksos Laila is Nisma'it. Ato Imer, Prat L'Ksos Laila, you say it's Prat L'Ksos Laila, Enel, Prat L'Ksos Suma. Maybe it means the Ksos of a Suma, right? The Ksos of a Suma is not, also not Urisam Oisoi, because the Suma himself can't see it. It says, the words Gdilam Tasalach Al Arba Kanfois Ksuscha Ashet Chasabot. This is in the other parsha of Tzitzis, right? Risa Moisai that we say Pamayim Bahava. That's in the end of parsha Shlach. Ashet Chasabot is in that one pasuk tucked away in parshas Kisei Tzei. But either way, it says Ashet Chasabot. That's coming to be Marba something. Those are extra words. Harek Susuma Omra Mani Mekayim Risa Moisai Prat L'Ksus Laila. So Risa Moisai is Memay Ksus Laila. Ashet Chasabot is Marba Ksusuma. Ma Rasa Rabbis Ksusuma Ulahisi Ksus Laila. Maybe we should be Memayiv Ksusuma and we should be Marba Ksus Laila, says the Gemara. Marba Niksusuma. Makes sense to be Marba Ksusuma. She Yeshna Beria Itzel Acher. Because even though the Suma himself can't see it, but there is a kiyum of Uri Isa Moisoi on these tzitzis, albeit for somebody else. Right, if you see somebody else's tzitzis, that's also a zach. As opposed to Ksus Laila, She'en Abriya Itzel Acherim. Because that's already something that nobody's able to see. So either way, my time with the Reb Shimon is because it says Uri Isa Moisoi, and Uri Isa Moisoi is Mamai Ksus Laila. Oh, if Ksus Laila is this Mai, so it's a mitzvah saseh, She'as Manga Rama. Incidentally, there's a big machlokes rishonim on what Ksus Laila means. What does it mean, Ksus Laila? So some say it means pajamas. I mean, Ksus Laila means something that you wear at night. Others say, no, it means a ksus that you wear balayla. Any ksus, the same ksus that you're wearing during the day, by Laila you're going to be potter. Either way, there is a concept of Laila being potter from tzitzis, either when the ksus is miyuchet la Laila, or it's a regular ksus, but the zman right now is Laila. It's because of that, Rav Shimon holds that it's a mitzvah seish hazman garam. Now, the Chachamim obviously disagree. The Chachamim hold that Ksus Laila, whatever Ksus Laila is, but Ksus Laila is Chayef. Hence, it's a mitzvah seishalei hazman garama. That's why Hakol Chayov mitzitzis even Noshim. So the Gemara asks now, according to the Rabbanon, Hay Ashet Chasaba my Avdile. What did they do with the words Ashet Chasaba? What's the beer? Bishlavi coined Reb Shimon Urisa Moisa was Mamayt Ksus Laila. So I need Ashet Chasaba to be Marbe Ksus Suma. But according to the Chachamim, that even Ksus Laila is Nisraba is included. So if Ksus Laila is included, then for sure, Ksus Suma is included, right? What's the for sure? What's the Kal V'chaymer? Because Madach Ksus Laila, then nobody could see, like we just said, is included in the mitzvah of tzitzis. So certainly Ksus Suma, where it's Yesh L'Riyat Acherim, for sure should be included. So what do we do with the words Ashet Tachasaba? So Gemara Mibaylu, look at the tiny we need for the following brisa. It says, Al Arba Kanfois Ksuscha. That's also in that pasuk in Parshas Kiseitzei. Gidilim Tasalach Al Arba Kanfois Ksuscha Ashet Tachasaba. We learn from Al Arba Kanfois Ksuscha Arba V'Lei Shalosh. Then only a beggar that has four corners is chayv and tzitzis, not if it has three. Atoim Arba V'Lei Shalosh. Oyein Eila Arba V'Lei Chamesh. Maybe it's coming to be might if it has five. No, Kshoim Ashet Tachasaba. It says Ashet Tachasaba. And Ashet Tachasaba is coming to be marba something. You know what it's coming to be marba? Hare Balas Chamesh Amr. It's coming to be marba if it has five corners. Umani Mekayim Al Arba Arba V'Lei Shalosh. Umar Rois, the rabbis Balas. How do you know to be marba if it has five corners and be maid if it has three corners? Maybe be marba where it has three, be maid where it has five. So the price says marba ni balas chomesh yesh bechal chomesh arba. Now makes sense to be marba five because bechal masayimon included in five is four. Moitz ani balas shalish. I'm going to be moitz where there's three. She'im bechal shalish arba. We're three doesn't have four inside of it, and as a result, I know that that's what I should be memayit. But the bottom line is, what do the Chachamim do with Asher Techasa? To be marba ksusuma, madach ksus laila, I know already ksusuma, it's coming to be marba, a ksus that has five kanfas. Says the Gemara, Rab Shimon, who holds that Asher Techasa is being marba ksusuma, so how does he know to be marba, a beggar that has five corners? Says the Gemara, Rab Shimon, me asher nafka. He could have said, didilam tasalach, al arba kanfas ksuscha techasaba. Asher Techasaba is extra. I learned it from the word Asher. The Rabbanon actually mashmalu. The Rabbanon don't believe that you could darshan anything from the word Asher. That's just there as part of the poetry of the pasuk. Just good grammar, and it's for that reason. There's nothing to be marba from there. So again, according to Rab Shimon, tzitzis is a mitzvah seish hazman gerama. According to the Chachamim, tzitzis is a mitzvah seish aloyos man gerama. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina of every mitzvah, whether it's mangarama, not mangarama, anoshim going to be potter, anoshim going to be chay. Rab Shimon holds the mitzvah seish as mangarama, anoshim a potter. The Chachamim holds mitzvah seish aloy as mangarama. That's why hakel chayovim betzitzis kehanu levim yisraelim noshim avah. That noshim are going to be included as well. How does Rab Shimon know that noshim a potter from tzitzis. How does he know tzitzis and mitzvah seishas man garam? It says re'isa moisai prat luxus laila. The Chachamim obviously don't hold that re'isa moisai is coming to be my luxus laila. Well, if that's the case, sounds like there's a drasha to be had from re'isa moisai that the Chachamim are not subscribing to, and if that's the case, Frey to Gemara v'Rabbanon, Hai Uri Isem Oisai, Mai Avdi Le. Meaning, from the fact that Rab Shimon Darshin from Uri Isem Oisai, Praluxos Laila, obviously something needs to be Gedarshin from the words Uri Isem Oisai. The Chachamim don't Darshin Praluxos Laila, so what then do they do with the words Uri Isem Oisai? In other words, the Pasuk seems to be saying that when you're going to see the tzitzis, oh, as if some halacha needs to be learned from when you're going to see the tzitzis. According to Reb Shimon, the halacha is, yeah, you have to be able to see the tzitzis. Praluxos laila. But according to the Chachamim, that don't darshan that, so what do they do with the Reisa Moisai? So the Gemara now is going to bring a whole bunch of short drushes that are learned from Reisa Moisai. It says the Gemara, Miboylu l'chidatanya. It's needed for the following braisa. It says Reisa Moisai uzchartem, right? Reisa Moisai. And then it says afterwards, "Uschartem es kol mitzvayis Hashem va'asisem oisem v'lois asura achri levavchem v'achri neichem asher atem zoynem acherem." So, Risa Moisu uschartem rei mitzvah zu uschar mitzvah cheres. That what the pasuk is saying is that see this mitzvah. When you see the tzitzis, you're going to remember another mitzvah. Which other mitzvah? Hatluy about mitzvah that's totally in it. Ve'ezoy zu. What is a mitzvah that's totally in tzitzis? Kriyat Shema. The time we learned in the mission, the name is like Kriyat Shema b'shachris. What's that? Scholas man Kriyat Shema shal shachris. Mishayakir ben tcheilas alavan. When you can see the difference between Tcheles and Lavan, right? When you can differentiate between the two, that's when you know it's Man Kriya Shema. So what's Risa Maisa coming to teach me? When you're going to see the tzitzis, now it's already Mishayakir. Oh, it's this Man tzitzis. That means I can go ahead now and I can say Kriya Shema. That's the Tcheles Man Kriya Shema. So Risa Maisa, Yuschartem, it's Negeya Halacha. Not the Halacha of Praluxos Laila Dan Noshema Potter, but it's Negeya the Halacha of knowing when das cholas man kriyish ma'is. Tanya yiduch another price. Uri isa mois uschartem re'ei mitzvah zu uschar mitzvah acheres. That the Uri isa mois is leading me to a different mitzvah. Hasmuch ala mitzvah that's next to it. Ve'ezoi zu zu mitzvah kalayim. Dechsiv lo yisul b'shat nesem rupishtem yachtov. Dilem tasalach. That from Uri isa mois, what the Torah is saying is you're going to see the tzitzis and you're going to remember the mitzvah that's next to it. What's next to it? Shatnes. In Parshas Kisetzi, it says Shatnez right before the mitzvah of tzitzis. What's the significance of remembering Shatnez? Or to remember the smichos, what's the significance of that? The kalayim betzitzis is okay. That I say is the chalois I say. So the reason moisai is like a giloy in the pasuk to facilitate. It gets an assist in this drasha of I say doichalois and I say of kalayim betzitzis. Tanya idach. Third price. Risa moisu is chayim is kol mitzvah Hashem. Kimish neschayev adam mitzvah zu. As soon as a person is chayev in tzitzis, neschayev bechol mitzvah is kulan. At that point, you chayev in all mitzvahs. For Rab Shimini, this price is going according to Rab Shimin, the Amar who holds mitzvah sasei shas mangarami, that tzitzis is a mitzvah sasei shas mangarami. So what does this price mean? Again, you're going to see the tzitzis, and then you're going to remember, now you're going to know you chayev in all the mitzvahs. Because it's when you see the tzitzis, or when you're chayiv in tzitzis, it's then that you're chayiv in all the other mitzvahs. And that says the Gemara is going according to Reb Shimon. So Rashi says as follows. Reb Shimon holds that you only chayiv in tzitzis by day. That's why it's a mitzvah seishas man garama. Rashi says, roiv mitzvahs noyagis b'yoyim. Fascinating Rashi. Most mitzvahs are noyag during the day. Which means that when you're chayiv in tzitzis, which is yoyim, that's when I'm chayiv in most mitzvahs. That's the reisa moisai, uschartem is called mitzvah Hashem. By the way, this braisa, this third braisa that the Gemara just brought, reisa moisai uschartem, can't be going back in the cheshbon of the Gemara explaining what the Chachamim do with the reisa moisai, right? Because we just said, Rab Shimon, this is going according to Rab Shimon. We said, Rab Shimon darshins the reisa moisai the way he darshins it. What did the Chachamim do with the reisa moisai? We brought a first braisa, we brought a second braisa, then we brought a third braisa. We're having fun, right? We're on a good streak. But really, that third braisa doesn't work because that third braisa, the Gemara says, Mefurish, really only works. Aliba the Rab Shimon. Tanya idach, fourth braisa. Reisa moisai uschartem is called mitzvah Hashem, shkula mitzvah zukenek, kala mitzvah skulon. This mitzvah is shakal to all the other mitzvahs, right? And that's Uri'isa Moisai, Uschartem es Kol Mitzvah Isa Hashem. We'll get back to that soon. V'tanya Idoch, and we learned in another Brice, Uri'isa Moisai, Uschartem. And then it says, Vasisem. So Uri'isa Moisai, and then it says, Uschartem es Kol Mitzvah Hashem, and then it says, Vasisa Moisai. So we have Ri'iya, we have Schira, and we have Asiya. Ri'iya Mivele De Schira. When you see, it reminds you. And Schira reminding you is Mivele De Asiya. It leads you to doing, right? Makes a lot of sense. So you're going to see that tzitzis, it's going to remind you of the mitzvah Hashem, and when you're mindful of the mitzvah Hashem, you're going to go ahead and you're going to do the mitzvah Hashem. Rav Shmuel Yechai Yomer Kol Hazar is b'mitzvah zu. Someone that zars in the mitzvah of tzitzis zoicho mekabel pnei shechina. He's going to be zoicho mekabel pnei shechina. Ksiv Ach, it says over here, Isa Moisai, Ksiv Hasam, and it says over there, Es Hashem Eloi Kecha Tira Ve'oisai Savoid. It says oisoi here, it says oisoi there, Uri'isam oisoi is shayach to the Indian of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira v'oisoi savoi. Sok Rav Shimon Bayechai. Kol Hazar is b'mitzvah zu, zoicho mekabel pnei shechina, he's going to be zoicho to Es Hashem Elokecha Tira v'oisoi savoi. He's going to be zoicho to having some sort of connection to the shechina. Now, we're going to go a drop weiter, but just hit the pause button for a second, and that is, we really just concluded this next chunk of the daf, and that is the discussion whether tzitzis is a mitzvah seishas mangarama, or tzitzis is not a mitzvah seishas mangarama. Anoshim chayv in tzitzis, or anoshim patur from tzitzis? Sounds like it's a machloikis between Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. The Chachamim say, hakol chayovim betzitzis kiyanu levim v'yisraelim gerin, noshim v'avodim, Reb Shimon poiter benoshim b'pnei shem mitzvah seishas mangarama. So what do we pass? Anoshim chayv in tzitzis, or are noshim pater from tzitzis? You would think, based on Kloli Apsak, that we would paskin that noshim chayv in tzitzis. For two reasons. Number one, it sounds like it's a machlokes Reb Shimon and the Chachamim, Yoch v'Rabim, Alach k'Rabim. Number two, we know that Allah is almost never like Reb Shimon. Lassu love it, Allah is being like Reb Shimon. But we almost never pass like Reb Shimon. So these are two very, very good reasons why you would assume that the halacha would be that hakol chayovim, even noshim. Stating that, if you open up a Shulchan Aruch, and this is in Hilchas Tzitzis in Erechayim, Simen Yud Zayin Siv Beis, noshim v'avodim pturim. Noshim and avodim apater from tzitzis v'mneisha mitzvah seish as mangarama. Because it's a mitzvah seish as mangarama, so we actually paskin Chiddush, like Reb Shimon, and that is the noshim are potter from tzitzis. Stating that, the Ramah says, if a woman wants to put on tzitzis, and to make a bracha, she's allowed to. Just like by all mitzvahs, if a woman wants to do the mitzvah, she could and she can make a bracha. So, says the Ramah, there's no reason tzitzis should be different. So if in as much as the visual of a woman wearing tzitzis, but it's a mitzvah seishas mangarama, and if a noshim wants to, she could, and if she wants to make a bracha, this is something that she could do as well. It's an open shut halach in Shulchan Aruch. It's interesting that in Hilchis Tefillin, this is an Erechaim Simen Lamed Ches, Siv Gimel. Zok to Mechaber, noshim v'avadim p'turim mitfillin. Noshim and avodim apart from tilin, mepnei shu mitzvah seishas mangarama. Here's Dr. Ramah, v'm hanoshim roitzen lahachmer al atzman. That if a woman wants to be machmer, moichin b'yadon, v'daf machin machos. And already you have to protest. So on Hilchas Tzitzis, the Ramah says that if a woman wants to put on tzitzis and make a bracha, she could. It's no different than any mitzvah seishas mangarama. In Hilchas Tefillin, the Ramah says that if a woman wants to put on tefillin, that's not okay. As a matter of fact, if she does, moichin b'yadon. What's the difference? So the Mishnah Berurah says, if katan yud gimel, mepnei shetzrichin guf naki. Because men, apparently, were once upon a time more careful to have a gufnaki than was a woman. And tefillin requires a gufnaki. You can't even be mafiach in tefillin. So it's for that reason, when it comes to tefillin, there we're machmer by noshim because of gufnaki. So in Hilchis Tzitzis, a woman could wear tzitzis, she can make a bracha. Hilchis tefillin, based on some almost interior type reason, it's going to be a problem. Stating that, it's Yodua, and certainly Yodua and our related raid bites, that the Targum HaMiyuches Lo Yoynesim and Azil, on the Pasuk Lo Yiyah Kli Gever Al Isha, V'lo Yilbash Gever Simlas Isha. So a woman is not allowed to wear Kli Gever, says Targum Yoynesim, quote, Lo Yehevon Gulion De Tzitzis Utfilin De Hinun Tikune Gvar Al Ito. A woman should not wear tzitzis and a woman should not wear tefillin. So Targum Yoynesim said that really a woman putting on talis and tefillin, this is already encroaching on a lav in the Torah of loisiya kli gever alisha val yubash gever sim lasisha. Now it's interesting. We don't paskin like this Targum Yonasan. We just spoke out the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, right? It's very, very clear. You see from the Gemara, Rav Yehuda used to put on tzitzis on his wife's beged. As it relates to tefillin, by the way, right? We know the Gemara of Michal Bashal. She used to wear tefillin. It's a Gemara in the beginning of the last parak of Masechta Zeirvin. So this Targum Yonasan is not something that's alibah the hilchasa, which, by the way, this comes up very prominently in the sugyas of obviously women wearing talis and tefillin, but it also comes up very prominently in the sugya of Targum Yonasan ala Torah, right? Targum Yonasan ala Torah, was it written by Yonasan ben Aziel or not? So if you look at your Makrois Gedolos Chumash, it says Targum Yonasan. Sounds like it was written by Yonasan ben Aziel, stating that the Marsha Megill Daf Gimel Amud Aleph and the Chida in many, many places in his Sfarim says that it's Muchach from a Gemara there in Megill Daf Gimel that really Targum Shel Torah was never written by Yonasan ben Aziel. Targum Shel Torah was written by Uncle Sager. Yonasan ben Aziel only wrote the Targum on Neviim and Ksuvim, right? Ksuvim is a whole discussion as well. But Targum Shel Neviim was written by Yonasan ben Aziel. We have this Targum Amiyuchis LeYonasan. So the Chida says that it was probably a Targum Yerushalmi, and it's actually written in some Yerushalayim dialect of Aramaic. But wasn't written by Yonasan ben Aziel. But here's the bottom line. In Halacha, you find that this Targum does not take on the power you would expect it to take on if it was written by the Tana Yonasan ben Aziel. Right? Who was Yonasan ben Aziel? You remember? Gemara says, Shmeinu Tamidim Hoylo Lehillel Azakeh. Katan Shevekulam was Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. Gadol Shevekulam was Yonasan ben Aziel. Amru Olav Yonasan ben Aziel. Kaleifa Pireach. Right? Mian Nisraf. That's who Yonasan ben Aziel is. So how in the world would we not paskin like a Yonasan ben Aziel? So this is a raglaim ledover to this Inyan that the Gedolei Achreinim already said, the Mashon, the Chida, doesn't get much bigger than that. And that is that this whole Inyan of Targum Yonasan, right, well, people hear this. Targum Yonasan is not Yonasan ben Aziel. It sounds like some 19th century, I don't want to say, academic idea. No, this comes from the Marsha, comes from the Chida. It's not poshut at all that this Targum was ever written by Yonasan ben Aziel. And really, this sugya right here might be exhibit A for that. Either way, a little bit more Gemara, because we have to catch up to where we got up to last Machzor. Tana Rabbanan. Chaviven Yisrael, Shesivim on HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mitzvah. Klai Yisrael is so chavah by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're so balipt. You know, you see that? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu surrounded them by mitzvahs. A yid, every yid is surrounded by mitzvahs. Tefillin Barashen, a yid has tefillin on his roish. Tefillin Bezray is saying, he has tefillin on his arm. Vitzitzes be bigdeim, he has tzitzes on his begadim, right on the four corners. Umezuzah lepischeim, and he has a mezuzah by his Pesach. So a yid is surrounded by mitzvahs. And by the way, once upon a time, yid wore tefillin the whole day. So you were literally, your head, your arm, the four corners of your begad, your doorposts, your comings and your going. You have mitzvahs everywhere. Valeim amadavan, and it's regarding these things that David HaMelech said, Sheva bayoim, hilal ticha, al mishpatei tzedkecha. What's the valeim amadavid? Because you have the tefillin on your head is one, the tefillin on your arm is two, the four kanfleis of the beged, 2 + 4 = 6, and you have the mezuzah on your Pesach, which is 7. Sheva bayoim hilal ticha. That's the 7. I mean, mahalu you for these 7 things. Chavivin Yisrael, shesivin on HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mitzvah, says the Gemara. And this is in the conversation of a top 10 Gemara in terms of how famous this is, certainly in the related rabbis. B'shal shenichnas David beis merchitz. When David HaMelech entered the beis merchitz, he was running away from Shaul. V'ra atzmai oimed arim, and he saw that he was arim. He wasn't wearing any clothing. Amar, he said, oy lisha emoit arim b'lay mitzvah. He got very nervous. He felt vulnerable. Because he felt that Shaul HaMelech now can get him. Because he was Arim B'lei Mitzvah. Kivich and Iskab B'milu. When you remember the Bris Milo, Shev B'psori that was on his bus in the Siash V'daitoi, he had a Yishn V'das L'achash Yotza. After he left the Beis Merchitz, Omra Le Ashira, he sang a Shira Shenemar Lam Natzech Al Ashminis Mizma L'David. Where do you see that it's related to this? Because he said Al Ashminis Al Milo Shenit Nebashmini. What he was referring to was the Mitzvah Milo that was given on the 8th day. So David HaMelech sang Shira on this Inyan that he saw that he had bris milah. Now it's interesting because milah wasn't one of those 7 things, right? What were the 7 things? Tefillin shel beroish, tefillin shel yad, the four kanfos of tzitzis, and the mezuzah. And here we have like me'inyan le'inyan, but it's the inyan that David HaMelech also had some sort of chizik from the bris milah. It's interesting. If the bris milah gave him this chizik, so why wasn't that included in the sheva bayayim hilal ticha? This is something that the Achreinim talk about. But as it relates to this last Gemara, that David HaMelech was arm in a mitzvah, he was afraid because that means he's vulnerable now from Shaul. And then when he saw the bris milah, it was nesiyash v'daita, he said shira. So this is, of course, the Gemara with the G'dayli Achreinim, Reb Itzla Petterberger and his Chuvim Pri Yitzchak, say over B'Shem Reb Chaim, said that, what do you mean? Why was the Nesi Ashvet Daita when he saw the Bris Milah? Pasha, because he had the mitzvah of Milah, but the mitzvah of Milah was something that he had done when he was 8 days old. So, Vukum Tarayin Itzta, the mitzvah of Milah. So, Kiyudu, the Gdayla Achrenim said that you see from here, there's two dinim in the mitzvah of Milah. There's the Maisa mitzvah Milah, which happens when a child is 8 days old, and then there's this mitzvah Tmidi, that every single second that a person is Mahol, so he's being Makayim a mitzvah. David HaMelech saw the Milah, he chapped, he had a mitzvah right now. What was the mitzvah? The mitzvah was the Milah. I did the mitzvah years ago. David Kubi was Noilad Mal, by the way, that's a whole other discussion. But I did the mitzvah years ago. The Teretz is the Maisa mitzvah was years ago, but the fact that he was Mal, this is something that he had this second. One last Gemara, Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, Kol Sheyesh Lo Tefillin Beroishay, Utefillin Bezroyay, Vetzitzes Bebigdoy, Umezuzah Bepischoy, Hakoil Bechizuk Shelo Yechta. There's a chazok he's not going to sin. Shnema, the pasuk says, Vachut HaMeshulish, Moi Bemheri Yenosek. That's the Chut HaMeshulish. It's the Tefillin, it's the Tzitzes and the Mezuzah. If somebody has the Chut HaMeshulish, he's good to go. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a person malachim, we're surrounded by malachim. Sounds like the tefillin, the tzitzis, and the mezuzah are the malachim that surround the person and they protect him against sinning. Either way, a very, very geshmak daf. A lot of malachis in today's daf, and it certainly ended on a very light agadah to note. So just to speak out one ha'ara. And that is, so the Gemara brought a whole bunch of braises related to the idea of Uri Isem Oisoi, Uschartem, Es Kol Mitzvah Hashem. Right? Tanya Idach, Tanya Idach, Tanya Idach. Right? There were a whole bunch of different braises. One of the braises that the Gemara brought was Uri Isem Oisoi, Uschartem, Es Kol Mitzvah Hashem, Shkula Mitzvah Zu Keneged Kol HaMitzvah Skula. The Mitzvah of Tzitzis is such a festive mitzvah that it shokul Keneged all the mitzvahs. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, where do you see that it's shokol keneged kol mitzvahs? Rashi says, two pshatim. He says, number one, Urisa Moisai uschartem es kol mitzvahs Hashem. So it sounds like you're going to see the tzitzis and you're going to remember all the mitzvahs. When I see the tzitzis, I'm going to remember the tzitzis. How am I going to remember all the mitzvahs? Oh, must be, because tzitzis is shokol keneged all the mitzvahs, and as a result, if you remember the tzitzis, but mainly you remember everything, posh it, right? Rashi says, midach siv is called mitzvahs, chayit is what Rashi means. If I see tzitzis, I'm going to remember makkah. If I see tzitzis, I'm going to remember yevamis. I see tzitzis, I'm going to remember git hanosha. No, I'm remember tzitzis. Oh, the Torah says, because tzitzis is shokol keneged all the mitzvahs, hence, urisa moisa yuschartem is called mitzvahs Hashem, must mean that gedoylo tzitzis sheshkulu keneged kol ha-mitzvahs. V'oid Rashi says, the tzitzis begematria tofresh. The word tzitzis, tzadik yud, saf, right, it's easy math, saf is 400, tzadik yud is 90 plus 10 is 100, plus 90 plus 10 is 100, 400 plus 100 plus 100 is 600, so it's gematria 600, the heik sharim, you have the five nine, the ches chutin, and you have the eight chutin are eight tayak. You have 613. So yeah, when you see the tzitzis, you remember. Now you're going to remember every individual mitzvah, but you're going to remember Taryag mitzvahs. You're going to remember Yid is not only bound by one mitzvah, he's bound by 613. And the reason you're going to remember that is because you see in the tzitzis the remes. Now, your mind must be a very labor-digger mind, but at the same time, you see the tzitzis, oh, tzitzis begimatria 600, eight chutim, five sharim, boom, like this, you're going to end up with the number of 613. That second remes that Rashi brings in this braisa, Rashi brings this chumash as well. Uschartem es kol mitzvahs Hashem, sheminyin gematria shel tzitzis sheish meyos, ushmoyne chutin v'chamisha ksharem harei taryak. So Rashi brings this already in Chumash. The Ramban, in his Pirush al HaTorah, quotes this Rashi. And he says, v'loy habinoisi zeh. He says, I have to be honest with you. I don't understand this Rashi. And the reason is, shahat tzitzis b'Torah, because tzitzis, when it's written in the Torah, every single time, chaser yud is written chaser yud. Meaning, if you open up a chumash and you see the way the word tzitzis is written, it's tzadik yud, tzadik saf. There's no second yud. So really, what's the gematria of the word tzitzis? It's 590. It's not 600. Uvein minyanoi ela chamish meyois fetishin. So I don't know what's going on over here. She added a yud. You know, there's one thing to make a gematria with the koilel, right? We mentioned gematria is allowed to be off by one. It comes from the Rishonim. It comes from the Trumas Hadeshen. But this idea that you can make a chaser into a male, to conveniently fit this into your gematria, says the Ramban, I'll be honest with you, I don't understand this. V'oidi says, shahachutin, Rashi says, how many chutin are there? 8 chutin. Well, the das beis hillel, einam elo shloisha. V'aksharim, Rashi says, there's 5 ksharim, minatayra, einam elo shnayim, k'maisha amru, sh'mami no kesha elyon day reisa, v'chulu v'chulu. Either way, says the Ramban, I don't understand Rashi's remes. I have no havan in it. The gematria is off. The amount of ksharim is not accurate. The amount of chutin don't work. Aliba the kuli alma. And if that's the case, that can't be the pshat in Uriisa Moisem Uschartem is called Mitzvah Hashem, because your mind is immediately going to run this program and say, oh, 600 plus 8 plus 5. Avil says the Ramban, Hazikaren who? You want to know what the Zikaren is? It's Bechut HaTcheles. It's related to the Tcheles. And it's really based on the very, very next Gemara that we're going to start the next daf with. And that is what everybody knows. Man Nishtana Tcheles Mikom Minei Tzivoinim. Why is Tcheles different than all the other colors? Mepnei Shat Tcheles Doim L'Yam. V'Yam Doim L'Rekia. U'L'Rekia L'Kisei Yaakovoy. Ch'nema V'Sachas Raglov K'maisei Livna Sasapur K'etzam HaShemayim L'Toyru K'siv K'mari Evan Saprat Mus Kisei. It's based on the idea that the Tcheles is Doimel Yam, which is Doimel Rekia, which reminds you of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it instills a fear of God inside of you, and that's what it means, Urisa Moisoi, Uschartem is called Mitzvah Sashem. But either way, this Rashi here in Menachos Mem Gimel Amud Beis, which is also a Rashi in Chumash and Parashat Shlach, the Ramban, Kedarke Bakoidish, in his Pirush Al HaTorah says, V'loi Havi Noisi Ezeh. The truth is, there's another remes to this inyan of Uriisa Moisa Uschartem is called Mitzvah Hashem, which somehow links, it connects tzitzis with all the mitzvahs in the Torah. And that is that if you take a look at the Baal HaTurim says, Uriisa Moisa Uschartem is called Mitzvah Hashem, Kol Mitzvah Hashem. So the word Kol, Mitzvahs Hashem Yudke Vavke, Oyle Tofresh Yudbeis. It's Begematria 612. And then the Baal HaTurim concludes somewhat mysteriously, 612? I thought it's 613. Anoichi v'lo yielucha mipi ha'gvura shaman. That's what the Baal HaTurim says. That anoichi and lo yielucha mipi ha'gvura shaman. So says the Baal HaTurim, Urisa Moisu v'schaitim z'kol mitzvah Hashem. You want another remez to this inyan. That through the tzitzis, you're coming to all tayag mitzvahs. It's the words kol mitzvah Hashem, the begamatria, taryab. Tofresh yod beis. Ay, isn't it taryag? Anoichi v'lo yielucha mipi ha'gvura shamanim. So two things. Number one, anoichi v'lo yielucha mipi ha'gvura shamanim means we heard anoichi and lo yielucha from the Eivishta. So if for whatever reason that's excluded from this cheshvin, so then kol mitzvah Hashem should be taryag. It should be 611. Right, which by the way, that is the drasha that the Gemara brings, and then the Masech Tesmachis. How do you know 613 mitzvahs? Because Torah, Tziva Lanu Moshe, Torah's begematria 611, and Anoichi V'lo Yielucha, we heard from the Eibishter. But the Baal HaTurim is not saying that. The Baal HaTurim is saying that Kol Mitzvah Hashem is Oyle Tofrush Yud Beis. It's only Anoichi V'lo Yielucha Mipi Agvur Shamanim, and somehow that makes the 613th, which at first glance, the Chayra, then you would have 614, right? 612 plus 2, the math doesn't seem to add. So I saw in the Hagois on the Feldheim Baal HaTurim from the great Goyen, Rab Koppel Reinitz. So he says, very gushma. He says, it's Yitochin that the Baal HaTurim holds, like the Rishonim, that hold that Onoichi Hashem Eloikecha, Asheret Seisicha Meeretz Mitzrayim, Mibes Avadim, is not a mitzvah say Deiraisa. We mentioned it briefly recently in the Chumash, but everybody knows, big machlokes Rishonim, whether there's a mitzvah of Onoichi, there's no mitzvah of Onoichi. Right? What's the argument to be made that there should be a mitzvah of Onoichi? The most important thing of being a Jew is believing in God. What's the argument against it? You can't command me to believe in God. If I believe in God, now you can command me. But it can't be that Anoichi should be a mitzvah. And this Kiyadu is the famous Machlokes Rishonim. But if you're going to tell me that Anoichi is not really a mitzvah, so of Anoichi v'lo yielucha, which one is a mitzvah? It's only lo yielucha that's really the mitzvah. So that's the Anoichi v'lo yielucha mipi ha'gvura shamanim, but it doesn't add up to two. It really adds up to one. I'll tell you something interesting. There's another Baal HaTurim. This Baal HaTurim is in the end of Parshas Bechukot Kotzai, the very, very last Baal HaTurim. Eila ha-mitzvois asher tziva Hashem es Moshe el b'nei Yisrael b'har Sinai. Last pasuk in Sefer Vayikra. Says the Baal HaTurim, these are the mitzvahs that Hashem told Moshe to tell the b'nei Yisrael in har Sinai. Eila ha-mitzvois. Mitzvois b'miluy ha-oisiyas. If you write out the word mitzvois, right? If you write the word out, mem tzadi vav tov. Oyla Tafresh Yud Beis. You're going to get the gematria of 612. Vu be gematria Talmidei Chachamim, says the Baal Turim. It's the gematria of Talmidei Chachamim al shem Chacham Levi Kach Mitzvahs. But Mitzvahs is the gematria Tafresh Yud Beis. Tafresh Yud Beis. It's Tafresh Yud Gimel. What's going on over here? Okay, maybe with the koilo, right? But it's supposed to be 613. It's not supposed to be 612. But what's the pshat? I think it's the Baal Turim l'shitasai. Eila ha mitzvahs ashet tziva Hashem es Moshe el bnei Yisrael bahar Sinai. These are the mitzvahs that Hashem told Moshe to tell the Bnei Yisrael. That's Tafresh Yud Beis. The Baal Turim l'shitasai that anoichi v'lo yilucha is only one. So we were at 612 mitzvahs from Moshe Rabbeinu. One mitzvah we heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Anoichi V'lo Yilucha Mipi HaGvurushman. But HaKoponim, these two Balaturims are for sure the same Balaturim, and they seem to be saying the same idea, that really there's an inyan of 612 mitzvahs from Moshe, only one mitzvah from the Eibush. Again, it's not like the Gemara in Makis that says Mefurish, 611 mitzvahs from Moshe, and two mitzvahs from the Eibush to say there. But the bottom line is, maybe it's Tali says, Rab Kapol Reinitz, and this Machloikis. It's Tali in this Shaila, in this Chakira, whether Anoichi is a mitzvah, or whether Anoichi is not a mitzvah. But really, the other part of this Baal Turim you have to understand is that why wouldn't there be a remes in Kol Mitzvah Hashem to the mitzvah that we heard from the Eibishta? Kol Mitzvah Hashem Oyle Taryab, because Anoichi V'lo Yilucha Mipi HaGvurim Shamanim. I know, Risa Moshe, it was Chartem as Kol Mitzvah Hashem. You should have to remember the mitzvahs that we heard from Moshe and the mitzvahs that we heard from the Eibishta. So from that, Al Derech HaPshat, Zokrab Kapol Reinitz, Mestam, you have to say, it's because the mitzvah that we heard from the Eibishta we don't need Schiris for. We heard it from the Eibishta, it's in our Kishkis. It's Davke, the mitzvahs that we heard from Moshe, that's not on the same level, it's an achiz darga. So for that already, we have to come on to Urisa Moise Uschartem. But what we heard directly from the Eibishter already not. But the bottom line is another remez. Urisa Moise Uschartem is Kol Mitzvah Hashem. Kol Mitzvah Hashem is Oyla Tafresh Yud Beis. I saw a Meis Simcha in Meshech Chachma right here in the end of Parsha Shlach. He's mechavin to the diag of the Baal HaTurim, Kedarkei Bakoidesh. And he says a more pashat of shat. He says, Urisa Moisa, you're going to see the tzitzis, uschartem as kol mitzvahs Hashem, begematria tofresh yud beis, you're going to remember the other 612 mitzvahs. So tzitzis is one of the 613 mitzvahs. When you see the tzitzis, you don't have to remember the tzitzis because you're seeing them. Right? You remember something that's not in front of you. Something that happened 12 years ago. Oh, I remember. Oh, you remember when, right? But if it's staring you in the eye, you don't have to remember it. So, Risa Moisa, you're going to see the tzitzis. Uschartem. And through the tzitzis, you're going to come to and you're going to remember all the other mitzvahs of the Torah. But the bottom line is, this is another remez to this inyan of somehow equating tzitzis with taryag. It's based on a brisa. The brisa says, Risa Moisa, uschartem es kol mitzvah Hashem. Shkula mitzvah zu kineged. Kol hamitzvahs kulon. Rashi says, Pashtun means, yeah, it's this is the way it is. This mitzvah is shakul keneged all the mitzvahs. And you know what? You know that? You know that because Urisa Moisu, Schartem is coming to Hashem. You're going to look at the tzitzis, you're going to see 613 mitzvahs. You're not seeing 613 mitzvahs. Must be this mitzvah alone is shakul keneged 613 mitzvahs. V'oy, Rashi says, in Menachas Mem Gimel Amad Beis and in Parsha Shlach al HaTorah, that in the tzitzis alone there's a remez of 613. 600 is the gematria of tzitzis when it's written mole, plus the 8, plus the 5. Ramban doesn't understand it. He says, because tzitzis is written chaser, and 5 is only midrabanan, and 8 could be only 3. So that doesn't work. Says Ramban, I'll tell you a different idea. That the reason it's shakul keneged kol mitzvahs kulon is because it's a gateway mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that leads a person to do all the mitzvahs. How so? Because tcheles, when you're wearing the tcheles, only, you only get this if you wear the tcheles. Tchelis is Doim Eliyam, and Dam is Doim Elirikia. So it's going to bring you to a matzav of Yerushalayim, and through that you're going to be able to come to. That's Ramban's understanding. There's another Indian. Urisa Moisu Schartem as Kol Mitzvah Hashem. Kol Mitzvah Hashem is Begematria 612. 612. Baal Turim says, yeah, because you don't need to remember the one mitzvah, Noichi V'lo Yilcha, that's one. But the one mitzvah, Noichi V'lo Yilcha, that we heard from the Eibishter. Ramei Simcha says, no, it's Kol Mitzvah Hashem, the other 612. That's what it's coming to. But either way, just to end with the Lashon HaRambam, we're finished. But the Rambam's Lashon, and this is in Hilchis Tfilin, and it's in Perek Vav Halacha Yud Gimel. Chayiv Adam Lizar B'Mezuzah. A person has an obligation to have a mezuzah. Mipnei She'ichayv HaSakol Tamid. Something you always have to have. V'chaleisha yikonez v'yeitze. Every time a person is going to go in and out of his house. Yifka b'yichud shmoy shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're going to see the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yizkar, and you're going to remember Ahavasai. You're going to remember how much you have to love him and how much he loves you. V'yeir mishnasai. And you're going to wake up from your sleep. V'shigiyosai b'havlei hazman. And you're going to wake up from the fact that you're immersed in the shtusim of this world. V'yedan, you're going to be reminded she'ein sham davar ha'imed la'olam ul'ol me'olam el yediyas surah, that the only thing that's nitzchias, the only thing you're going to take with you to the next world, the only thing that's forever, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'miyadu chayza l'dayte v'hoylich b'darki misharim. Imagine being the Rambam. Every time you looked at the mezuzah, you saw like an elul shmuz, right? These are elul shprachen. Every single time you saw the mezuzah, it was chayza v'tshuva. It's going to lead a person to this incredible madrega. Says the Rambam. V'omru chachamim. Kol mi she'yesh lo tefillin b'roisha. Any person that has tefillin on his head. Ubizrayan on his arm, vitzitzis bebigdoy, and tzitzis on his beged, umezuzah bepischoy, and he has a mezuzah on his pesach, muchsak loy shlo yachta. There's a chazaka that he will not sin. Shari yesh loy maskirim rabin. Because he has so many things reminding him. The mezuzah reminds you, right? Mekish the mezuzah, mekish nish the mezuzah, mekish yad the mezuzah, because it reminds you. And the tefillin reminds you, and the tzitzis reminds you. The hein hein, says the Rambam, ha-malachim, these are the malachim. This is very Maimonidean. But says the Rambam, these are the malachim. The malachim are the maskirim. The maskirim, shematzilin oitzel elachtoi, that saved the person from sinning. Shenem achayna malach Hashem saviv liyreiv, ayachal tzim. The Rambam just made a little bit of a sikum of these last few gemaras here in the Menachos Mem Gimel Amud Beis, that when a person has a mezuzah, he has his tefillin, he has his tzitzis, these are the maskirim rabim, vehein hein hamalachim shematzil anoysem milachtoi. Right, different mitzvahs have different purposes. We're going to get to this one day. This was left on the table during Chumash here in Parshas Mishpatim. Parshas Mishpatim, there was just too much going on. But the Abar Ben El in his Akdama to Parshas Mishpatim, he says that mitzvahs come in different forms. Sometimes a mitzvah is called a mishpat. Ve'ilah ha-mishpatim ha-shatasim lifneim. Sometimes it's called chukim, so it's chukas ha-teira v'chulu. Sometimes you find the mitzvahs called edus, moha edus, right? Sometimes it's called edus. There are different names for different mitzvahs. And Abar Ben El says the reason is because different mitzvahs serve different purposes. Not all mitzvahs were created equally from the standpoint of what the purpose of the mitzvah is. There are certain mitzvahs, they're maskirim. The idea of the mitzvah is they're here to remind you of something very important, very fundamental. They're not micro in nature, they're macro in nature. Mezuzah is macro. Tzitzis is global. Tefillin is cosmic. That's the idea of these mitzvahs. These are mitzvahs that are supposed to remind you of why you were put in this world. They're supposed to wake you up. You need reminders the whole day, apparently. So this is the way it is. Chazal understood what we're all about. Ki yetzel leva adam ramen urev. And every time you look at the mezuzah, and every time you look at your tefillin, especially back in the day where people were tefillin the whole day, and every time you look at your tzitzis, you're supposed to be reminded. And the truth is, we spoke about this once, this is the oimik of these mitzvahs being shakal keneged kol mitzvahs. It's because these mitzvahs are meant to remind you of all the mitzvahs, right? The lab of gidanosha is not to remind you every mitzvah has izar b'mitzvah kalav gachamura. Right, the Ramban says in the Parshas play, every time you do a mitzvah, you're saying b'rei secha nachmi, you're acknowledging the fact that a kodesh baruch. But there's certain mitzvahs that are gateway mitzvahs to kol ha-toyra kula. And that's what makes them shokul keneged kol ha-toyra kula. Tzitzis is shokul keneged kol ha-toyra kula because tzitzis is one of those mitzvahs. It's one of those reminders, what the Rambam calls malachim. It's one of those angels that the Eibishter gave us to constantly remind us. If we put on tzitzis and we don't chap, it's supposed to remind us. So yeah, you're making the mitzvah of tzitzis, but it's ikar chosef from what the mitzvah of tzitzis is. If tzitzis is not bringing you a little closer, if the tzitzis is not reminding you it's called mitzvah is Hashem, then we shtickle miss the svina. Either way, we're going to stop here. We have a lot more tchelis rate to get to, be'ezer Hashem.